Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the daily dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. Hey, we are doing a full review of Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Micah, you ready to jump on in to this episode?
Yep.
Hey there, fellow Nintendo pals. Have you been playing Mario Bros. Wonder? Because we certainly have. Mario Bros. Is back in the two dimension. In the tooth dimension. The second dimension is where I was trying to go with that. The second dimension. 2D Mario in a brand new form and art style. And yeah, we're just going to jump on into it. Micah, can you remind the listeners at home our four categories of criteria that we go over in every review?
That's a good question. I don't know, this would be a pop quiz.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of them involves music.
Yep. Yep.
Graphics.
Yep.
Storytelling.
Yep.
And gameplay.
Oh, hot diggity dog. You remembered all four. I thought I was putting you on the spot. You knew it. Yes, those are the four categories that we talk about here. So, and I like that order you listed off. Let's start with music, I guess. How do you feel about the music for this game?
I think the
you got completely cut out of everything you just said.
Because I didn't say anything.
Oh, you were just sitting here talking to in silence.
Faking it. Well, I think the music's pretty good.
You think it's pretty good? I think it's fantastic, actually. I really like the soundtrack for this game.
Are certain levels where the music gets even better.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that involve Mario Sunshine music.
I heard that the development of the game involved Koji Kondo, like, right off the bat, in the music talent behind the game, right off the bat as part of the development process, whereas usually it comes after the game's been developed. So because of that, there's like more incorporation of sound design in the player actions. You see that with like the character jumps or runs across certain things or does certain things. The music is very dynamic, I'd say.
Yeah.
Also, they just straight up stole the Smooth McGroove style. they're just doing the bahs. Ba 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 ba. And they've got like the main theme. Ba 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 do ba 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 ba. I'm like, this is just Smooth McGroove, man. Like, he's been covering Nintendo music for years, and he does that exact style. It sounded exactly like him. Wouldn't be surprised if he comes out and he's like, yep, that was me. It was me the whole time. But at the very least, he's going to cover it, and it's going to sound angelic.
Yeah, going to sound the exact same.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Smooth McGroove. I think his music's fantastic. And his beard is even more fantastic. Gotta respect that acapella with the beard. But yeah, the music is so good. I love the musically inspired levels. There's like dance disco-y levels. There's several times where the Wonder Seed causes a lot of singing to happen from enemies, and that's a lot of fun. We got King Boo sang opera in this game. They really love to give the opera stuff to the Boos, like they did in Mario and Rabbids, the Phantom of the Boopera. Yeah, I can't speak high enough praises for the music in this game. It felt very Mario while being completely fresh and new. There wasn't a ton of like reused There was a lot of new themes. There was reused themes, but it felt so new. Everything felt new. You're gonna have to remind me where the Mario Sunshine music was, though.
Fancy music break levels.
Fancy music break levels.
At least on one of them, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, that's right. There were those levels that
you just like the really short.
Yeah, you just have to like play the notes. Yeah, there was a Sunshine one of those. You're right. There were several Mario games referenced there. Yeah. So I thought that was great. What did you say next? We did music and sound. Graphics?
Potentially. Was it graphics? Probably graphics.
Graphics. Story. We'll go story. Story for this game.
I mean, not fantastic.
Bowser has kidnapped no one.
Not he actually kidnapped a castle.
He didn't kidnap. Yeah, he didn't kidnap Princess Peach this time because Princess Peach is playable. In fact, this game has a huge playable cast. We've got Mario, Luigi, two different Toads, Peach, Daisy, four Yoshis, and Nabbit. How many is that total? I just counted it up on my fingers and lost.
At least four.
Yeah, there's like 11 playable characters.
10, 11. 11 sounds about right. Yeah. Maybe it's 10. Are there four Yoshis or three Yoshis? It's got to be.
There's four Yoshis. Like,
there's got to be at least three. So that.
No, there's four Yoshis so that you can have easy mode and nobody has to be Nabbit. Even though Nabbit's pretty great.
What's the hate on Nabbit?
I just think that Nintendo thought of the children. They were like, you know, little brother didn't want to be relegated to Nabbit. So everybody.
Plus that way there are more standees to collect.
Oh, true. True. Which we'll talk about with the gameplay. We'll talk about the fun of collecting things here. So, yeah, story-wise, it ain't crazy deep, but Mario hasn't ever been crazy deep. But I think the story really lies in the world that you are traveling in. And that comes from interacting with the, I believe they're called the Popplios. The little,
like that.
the flower people that inhabit the,
I don't remember names,
the flower kingdom in, that you are traversing. And they each have like little mini stories, right? Like, for example, in the desert area, the desert world, Bowser Jr. has stolen all the water. And so you need to help them get the water back. And then the little guys have like, they have like a secret shop and they're also out exploring the desert. This is out in the overworld too. There's like the overworld had that little puzzle that you have to push all the buttons and then you got a door opened to unlock a level. So there's things like that. And then you've got the interactions between Prince Florian, I want to say his name is, the Caterpillar Prince.
Definitely has an F in it at the beginning.
and his subjects and how the people just are like so willing to help and they're all trying to help fix the problems. You have the miners that go down into the mine, not miners. Going down into the mine and they get trapped down there, so you have to go help them and find them. And you actually have to do that twice, right? To get the
a little extra if you do it again.
It was pretty funny. It's like, how did this happen again? The guy gets so upset. The four minis, like, why did you guys do this twice? What do you mean? That's pretty funny. So there was some good dialogue here. How do you feel about the flowers? The talking flowers.
I think they're pretty cool.
I
enjoyed a lot of their dialogue.
I saw some people that were mixed on it. I loved them. I thought that they were awesome. Because most of the time, they're just these like little comic relief characters. The amount of tiny flowers that are just screaming because things are happening.
Crazy things are happening.
Ah! Yeah, they're just like flying through space or like a stampede of wild rhinoceros. It's just crazy stuff.
I'm pretty sure one of them yells like, "Don't leave me," and like as lava rises up or something. I seem to remember there being one that just seems to die.
They're also weirdly obsessed with eating.
Oh yeah, they wonder what things taste like.
They mention that a lot. They mention it a lot. It wasn't in like, oh, that's like one time throwaway. It happens
at
a lot.
At least three times.
Yeah, where they're like, I wonder what Goombas taste like, or
I wonder what you taste like.
I wonder what you taste like when you're a Goomba or a blob or these things. Like I've discovered. There's one where he's like, I've discovered a new species. I wonder what it tastes like. He's like, why do you think? Why is that the first thing you want to do, Flower? Are these flowers carnivorous?
Like Venus flytraps.
I mean, that's kind of what it implies. It's just pretty funny. Yeah, so I enjoyed the flowers. My favorite flower, though, was the one that was sitting on top of a wonder seed. And the energy, because it was like one of those hidden in the ground things, so light is pouring out. And he's like, I feel the power.
Yeah.
It's so good. That was pretty good. And that's the one where he's like, take me with you as you're leaving. It's pretty great. I kind of wish that they were just like a little companion character that followed you around and would just comment on things. It reminded me of like a helper character like Navi, but way less annoying and just more goofy. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it'd give you little hints if you're like missing the wonder seed or wonder flower.
Yeah. Like, so- yeah,
like
yeah.
You're missing something?
He's like, ah, it seems like you're missing something. Those, yeah, it's such a fantastic little game. I although the story is not deep, the story of the world feels very rich.
Yeah,
and I guess that kind of ties in nicely with the gameplay. So let's talk about the gameplay here. Or should we talk about graphics? I don't know.
Let's talk about graphics.
The best for last. You're right. So, graphics. How did you feel about the art style for this game?
I remember when I first saw it, it seemed a little odd to me. But same. It definitely grows on you. I think it was mostly just because everyone had to be like the same height and whatnot. And it just felt kind of odd at times. It felt like Yoshi and Mario and like Toad. All the same.
Yeah, I agree. I when I first saw it, I was like, I don't like this art style. But then in motion and when you're actually playing the game, this is a gorgeous game. It's very pretty. It's very painterly. It feels like a nice mix between like a hand-drawn animation and new Super Mario Bros. Art style. You know, it has just enough of that stylistic touch that it sets it apart from the new Super Mario Bros. Series, which people were sick of, right? Like, because we saw so many games with that exact art style from the DS, and then you had the second one on DS, and then you had Mario Bros. Wii and Mario Bros. Wii U. Those all used the exact same look. And this game just feels, it sets itself apart from that. And yeah, the worlds are very colorful and have a lot of contrast. And they really play around with the art style with the Wonder Seeds, right? We have those like shadow box levels where it's pretty monocolor.
It's like the silhouettes of things.
With silhouettes, yeah. And then the overall, it just feels very vivid and alive, which I think is, it lends itself very well to the storytelling of the world being this bright, flowery world that Bowser is coming in. Even the Bowser effects don't feel dark. They're really colorful. They have very striking contrast with like these green edges and deep blue, deep blue cloud effects, and like everything just has so much character. And I really like that. I really like the design of all. And there were a bunch of new enemies introduced, and I like their design. They feel right at place with the rest of the classic Mario Rogues gallery, right? I could ramble on and on about the artistic beauty of this game, but I'll end there and let's jump into the gameplay. Gameplay is always king. That's Nintendo. Nintendo knows how to do the gameplays. So yeah. What do you want to highlight for gameplay, Micah?
Well, I want to mention that without the use of a badge.
Oh man, you got cut off again. What's going on with your audio? Is that on my end? I'm sorry. So without the use of a badge,
you don't have like the consecutive jumping that gets you higher.
Yeah.
Which, and it like, comes felt so weird.
It comes so late. It comes so late in the game, too. Actually, not that late. I just did the things in the wrong order. I did the Sand Kingdom last. Because that's a thing that's interesting about this as well. There's like a central hub world that has levels in it, but those branch out to the actual individual worlds where you can get the big wonder seeds. What are those called? The royal
seeds, wonder seeds, I think.
Yeah, and with those, you've got like, in that hub world, you have to do the first two or maybe three in the proper order, but then from there, the rest of them
that you split off and do what you want.
Yeah, you can do it in any order. So I went. I was like, I use the freedom I'm given. I went to the last one first and the first one last. So I did like world 6, 5, 4. And yeah. So the triple jump. There's also one that just makes you faster. And I feel like for speed runs, that's gonna be the.
Oh, nah. Speedruns is the one where you're always running very fast. And you get that coyote time where you can, like, jump a second after you run off a ledge.
You think?
That one's gotta be king.
I'm curious now to see where speedruns for that game go. Because there's not a lot of shortcutting you can do either. See what sort of glitches and tricks are found. But, hey, it's... So the badge system I like a lot. I do wish that like in the later game you could maybe equip more than one. That would be nice. But you never need more than one. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like the game ramps up. There's no significant ramp up in difficulty anywhere except for the special worlds.
Yeah, I feel like after the first world or two, it doesn't necessarily ramp up too much.
Right.
I feel like those ones were kind of a little easier that had some harder ones off the beaten path.
Yep. Yep. So I don't think, like, it's not necessary, but it's like, man, it would be cool to see the combination of badges. I like the badge system a lot. I think it was fun. Until I got the twisty jump one, and then I was like, well... Don't need any more badges. Well,
if you like all those badges, I think there's a certain level somewhere that you will really enjoy.
Sweet. I'm excited. I really need to figure out. So let's talk about 100% completion, because you've 100%ed this game. And
I believe
like,
so.
I'm like 90, 95% done. I've rolled credits.
I got my 6 medals.
I think that's
all of them.
Do you get a medal per world?
No.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm okay.
You get a medal for like all the standees I believe, is one. And then I think it's like getting the top of the flagpole on every level, getting all the
special coins
or something.
I do not like the getting the top of the flagpole thing. They should broadcast.
I usually don't like that, but you can look to see in the level select.
Yeah, you can, menu. Which was a great feature. They should really broadcast at the very beginning that you should be trying to do that. Because most of the time I try and go for it because it's like, oh, I got to get those points, you know? But
yeah, I'm not like 100% sure what they're for because they're like, okay, here's these 5 medals after you beat this one level. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, I guess.
Sweet. There's also
they probably told me, but I forgot.
There's collectibles per level, right? You get the Wonder Seeds, which there are typically 2, sometimes more.
Hidden ones.
Are they the Wonder Seeds? Yes, they're Wonder Seeds. Yeah, so there will be a Wonder Flower one that will give you a Wonder Seed, and then just the end of the level that will give you a Wonder Seed. And then sometimes there's hidden ones, like you mentioned.
I felt like there were quite a few of which I really enjoyed. It felt like there were lots of secrets in levels, because a lot of the times to get the Wonder Flower, it was like kind of hidden or a little bit off the beaten path, and you had to do like a special thing. So there's a lot of variety.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Wonder Flower, we haven't even talked about. Let's talk about the Wonder Flower, which is like the primary mechanic of the Wonder Mario Bros. Wonder. Is so awesome. It changes each level wildly. It changes each level drastically. And kind of just goes, hey, this is the cool thing that's going to be. Each level has its own gimmick. And they reuse some occasionally. But even when they reuse it, the level design is so wildly different that it feels pretty unique and new.
Yeah, and they don't reuse it as much as I thought they would. They got a lot of unique, weird things.
Yeah, they do. They do. And these are things. These things range from Stampede of Rhinoceros to raining stars from the sky. So it's just Starman power all the time. To transforming into Goombas and other enemies, and playing through the level as those. And interestingly enough, I think the vast majority of the Wonder Flowers are optional. You don't have to pick them up. You can just play through. Why wouldn't you though? Because that's the funnest part of the level. They're a lot of fun, and I think that was probably my favorite part of the game. It was all the Wonder Flower segments. Yeah.
Yep.
Favorite Wonder Flower, I think, still takes the cake for me is the singing piranha plants.
It was really good.
It's just the shock factor of, because I think it's level 2, right? And you're like, you don't really know what's happening.
It's a good introduction to how wacky the Wonder Flowers can be.
Yeah. There's some nice Halloween theming on some of the worlds in the later game that I thought was pretty fun. Mario likes to do fall themed things. They do a lot with fall. I think more so than other theming. I guess winter, but I don't know if that really as specific.
Winter, fall. I mean, because what weird things you can do about spring and summer besides Mario Sunshine?
Yeah,
entire game.
True. I'm talking more Halloween-esque.
Yeah, because you got those boos and it just fits so well.
It really does. So yeah, that's the wonder mechanic. But let's go back to talking collectibles. So you got wonder seeds. You have seed coins. What are those called? The
flower coins.
Flower coins.
The 3 big 10 coin value ones in each level.
Yeah, which is a returning mechanic from other Mario games.
Yeah,
I think primarily I'm thinking of Super Mario Bros. World. Super Mario World, not Super Mario Bros. World. Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo had the 3 Yoshi coins on every level.
Yoshi coins, yeah.
It's like that. So you have those collectibles that you can that you need to collect on every level, and the difficulty in getting them ranges from it's just sitting right there to you have to do a pretty complicated little side puzzle to get it. Nothing's impossible. And I feel like all of them can be found naturally by just playing through the game and just keeping in mind that
keeping you need your eyes open.
Yeah.
Potentially playing online and paying attention to where people put their standees.
Yeah. The online could be
lots of times you see them on like invisible blocks.
Yeah. Okay. So we got a lot to unpack with what you just said there. So standees is another thing you get to collect. And there is one for like every power up and some poses for each character. And there are multiple ways to get those. That's from the special flower coin currency. And that's how you get it. You can buy them at complete random or character specific for more expensive of a price. And that's pretty fun. It's a fun little side collectible thing. And then you can use those standees to place into levels that will make like a little mini spawn point for you and for other players if you're playing online. And also
players
can
die, turn to a ghost, and if you touch a standee or a player, you come back.
They also can leave hints for players like you mentioned. Is that it for collectibles? I think that's it.
Pretty much
coin,
it. I mean, badges,
flagpoles,
but
badges, standees, and wonder seeds. So a lot of different collectibles that each have different things associated with them. But now let's talk about online, because that was actually a big factor of this game. Even though you don't have to, first off, you can play the game completely local play, no online. But you could turn on online play, and there's basically ghosts of players running around, playing through the levels. And you can start levels at the same time as other players, and you can run through the levels together. You don't interact.
Or you can join a friend's room and then play completely different levels.
Is that a reference to me? Did I do that to you?
Well, you just can't. It just feels odd because I'm used to like.
Yeah, it's like why would you?
You're stuck on the same screen, kind of.
Oh,
and
I thought you were like
the end
jabbing
and it.
I thought you were jabbing at me doing that to you. I
mean,
like, I don't remember doing
you
that.
You did abandon me a couple times.
But then you joined.
I'm waiting
like,
for you, and you're gone. I'm like, wait, where'd you go?
That's
when I wasn't looking.
Yeah, I really relied on the kindness of strangers in a lot of cases, especially for the.
Search levels.
There's these levels, I think one in each world, that's basically a search and find these hidden coins and you'll get the wonder seed. And on one of the last ones, I could not find the last coin. I was jumping around all over the place, just could not find it. And finally, this guy who saw me jumping around this whole time signaled. He started jumping up and down and squatting, and you can do like little emotes, like a little happy face. So he was like spamming the happy face thing, and I'm like, oh, he's trying to get my attention. So I started following him, and he led me straight to it. I was like, what a champion, what a hero.
Yeah.
And so then I returned the favor immediately because he went and finished the level after that. But there were other people looking, and I went and followed them and got their attention and showed them where it was as well. And everybody's giving each other like happy, like smiley faces. It felt a connection with just these random people on the internet in like just these little interactions. I thought were really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, I like it a lot, and it's a very not toxic community because Nintendo made it impossible to be toxic. There's nothing you can do that's going to really do anything. There was one time I
potentially give a smiley face while running away from a ghost or something.
Yeah.
But
there was one and there was one level where I finished and four of us finished at the same time. And everybody started just mashing the smiley face button. It was making so many noises. I was like, oh, shoot, I got to join in. just mashing the button as we ended the level. And I was like, man, we had like just a moment. It's like, you know, you're hiking on the hiking trail. You turn to the side and you see someone else hiking up the hiking trail and you nod, you know? It's like,
The hiking nod.
We're on this same journey. You share a moment there in nature, and that's how this felt, with a little less difficulty. I liked it a lot, and I would love to see this same mechanic implemented in more games. It is implemented already in Dark Souls, right? Dark Souls kind of made this Ghosts of Players famous. But Dark Souls was very, very easy to troll people with this mechanic. But I like,
all
yeah,
the
I,
messages
I thought it was
telling people to walk up cliffs for secrets.
Secret here. it is pretty fun though. I even with the trolls, I find that mechanic fun, and it just fits so well for this game, surprisingly well. See, I think that about covers it for gameplay. Micah, what are you going to score this game? What are you going to give this game for a score?
I mean, real good score. I feel like I got to give it either a 9.5 or a 10. I feel like my only complaint about this game was it just wasn't longer. I just wanted more.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I think it wasn't long enough. And
I do think it could have some pretty good replay value. You can race people on every level.
And so, without diving too much into spoilers here, do you feel like there was enough post-credit content?
I mean, there wasn't a lot, especially since you could do essentially all of it pre-post-credit.
Yeah, that's the other thing is I feel like other Mario games have had so much more like bonus
this
world.
Person who hasn't even done all the bonus world.
I know
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
granted, there's not a lot more.
But prior to our conversation, I wasn't aware there was more. So, but even still, like there are Mario games, Mario 3D World. There's like an entire other game after you roll credits the first time, which that's the exception to like that's exceptional and the exception to the rule. But I look at like Mario 3D World, it had two special worlds, right? It had the special world and then it had the super special world and it ends with Champions Road. So there wasn't that. And because the game on its own feels short to me, like that not having that even feels more lacking. Yeah. We didn't even mention Captain Toad was in this game. I liked his little guest appearances. Another complaint. I know we're going long here, but I'm a little disappointed in the lack of variety for bosses. I would like to see more. And 2D Mario has always struggled with this a bit.
It's always been like that. I mean, I do think they kept the same mechanic for bosses, but they changed up the environment.
Right.
Pretty good. So I feel like that did make it each of those boss fights pretty fresh. Except the conveyor belt things. That didn't feel like too much.
Those were bad. Those were lame endings to those little mini things. And perfect opportunity to have a little mini boss, you know? Like those felt like those should be the Bowser Jr. fights. But Bowser Jr. ended up being like the big boss in each of them, and it didn't feel like a very rewarding boss battle. And just look at 3D Mario games. Look at them and their unique boss designs and their just crazy cool boss fights. Like, you look at Mario Odyssey and you've got the big ice head with the fists. You've got the mechanical Wiggler monster. You've got, I don't know, like put myself on the spot here. You have the dragon. Like there's some really unique and interesting boss battles. Mario, 2D Mario has struggled with this for as long as I can remember, right? Like the original games, like it's just Bowser. He's the only boss battle.
Yeah, 2D Mario's have always been a little lacking in the boss
category. I would say Mario World was pretty unique. Each of the bosses felt pretty different. And that was the introduction of the Koopa kids. So each level, like the first one, you're on this tilting thing, and you have to hit him into the lava while he's throwing stuff at you. Another one, they are running on the ceiling and trying to crush you. So there's more you could do with that. And also, it's a little bummer they didn't have the Koopa kids. Nintendo goes back and forth on whether they like them or not. It's a bummer. Bowser left the other kids at home. Only brought his favorite son. But yeah, that's Mario Bros. Wonder. You give it a 9.5. I'm going to give it a solid 9. For my complaints with the lack of boss. The lack of unique bosses. And then there were some of those. And a lot of the short little bonus levels felt way too short and way too pointless. There was no challenge to them at all.
That's the point. They're breaks.
Yeah. Not necessary.
They're little times to relax a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, the game itself is just not hard. You know, it's not a difficult game. And yeah, the lack of like a really solid, challenging level. Like a test all your skills. But maybe I haven't hit that yet. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
If that's altering your score.
It's not.
You might want to re-alter your score.
It's not. It's not. It's the change. It's the length. It's too short. I feel like I hate to put these like length comparisons to cost, but I feel like $60 may be a bit too high of a price for this game.
Really?
Well, you can beat
it. I just think the content was so good.
The content was really good. But I don't know. Like, it's just so short. It's so short. It's hard because you look at games and you're like, I mean, is this really, like, can you really equate time to money? But, like, in this case, this game felt too short to me. And I don't think that's, I think that's a good thing for what there is.
I don't think it was even, like, crazy short. I think part of that is just because it was so good.
Maybe if it had been longer, it would have overstayed its welcome. There's no way to really know, but it did feel too short to me. I'm going to give it a 9. And you want to give it a 9.5? So let's move it up to a 10.
Let's split
the difference here at a 9.5. This is a near perfect score by us. And I think we give out 10s. We gave out a 10 for Tears of the Kingdom, did we not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
our next highest besides this one now is a 9, I think.
Yeah. We're not using the scoring system as a like, oh, 10 is perfect. It has to be completely perfect and transcend all things. But a 10 has to be the best it can be for what it is. And there's just this falls just shy of that. Like there's just a couple things, and then this would be the perfect 2D Mario game. So I feel like 9.5 is fair.
I think it already is the best 2D Mario game. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd say, but...
it's tough, because we got rid of the, like, straight four-player multiplayer that I loved.
Yeah, I do miss that a little bit. Being able to run really fast until all your friends fall behind and die.
Yeah, but...
They still have the races, so you can kind of get that a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe that's for the best. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I think it's up there.
Murder Man Micah.
It's up there. It's up there for best for me. I still feel really strongly about World, but I think the reason I feel strongly about World is the same reason Wonder is so strong, is the level design is so unique and so cool, and it just keeps one-upping itself as it goes further, right? Like, it just keeps going, bet you weren't expecting this, like, bet you weren't expecting this.
It never gets stale.
Yes. Where a lot of Mario games suffer from that, where it's like it just feels stale after a bit. Mario 3 is another one where it's like it never feels stale. Like the level design and the world design changes so wildly as you go further in. And this just captures that so well in the modern era. So yeah, 9.5, that's our score. Thank you for listening to this overly long review of the new Super Mario Bros. Wonder game. And check out more of our reviews on our YouTube channel. Micah, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
And you can find me on Twitch and YouTube at Andross1. And you can also follow the show on all of its social media platforms. Huge shout out and thank you to Roger Pollard for the intro music and the logo. Check out more of his stuff by checking out the links in the description. And we will also shout out our fantastic Patreon supporters through what we do every episode with the Patreon Pokey Rap.
We gotta rap some Patreon.
You just do the singing. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razor, Retrologic Dan, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chance, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Gamer, Little Miss 7, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch 'em, catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgill, Cosmic, Purple, Viola, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all,
yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all,
yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, Patreon. Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please. To be a Patreon donor is your destiny.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!